It's Thursday morning on the 100% Hunter Breakfast Show. That means we talk motoring with our man, David Brown, wearing his helmet, and he's got his cuppa in his little cup holder in the car, ready to talk about what's happening on the roads. How are you, David?
I'm very well, thank you, Andrew. But I might still be in my jammies at just this stage.
Right, we're really painting a picture this morning. I love it. All right, today we're going to have a chat about the Kia Niro. Is that how it's pronounced?
Yes, it is. And this is a small SUV, but it comes with a choice of three electric powertrains, which are the mild hybrid, a plug-in hybrid, and a full electric. And it's probably the first SUV, popular SUV on the market, to have that range available for customers.
Let's explain those terms. First of all, what's a mild hybrid?
Well, that's where the fundamental power to your car is coming from a petrol engine, or it could be a diesel, but in this case, certainly petrol. And it is helped along a bit by an electric motor. So it helps. But being mild really means it's not helped along a great deal. You'll find that something like a Toyota hybrid has a little bit more help along the way. So the mild hybrid, it's getting there and it's showing that sort of technology, but it's not a huge step forward.
The term plug-in suggests to me that there's a 300-kilometre extension lead involved. Is that not the case?
It was always an old joke, but a good one, yes. that an electric car will be cheap, but the extension cord is enormous. Now, a plug-in hybrid is in some ways the best of both worlds, and one that I think that we've overlooked a little. This says that you can use it like an electric car for short trips, and obviously around the urban area. You maybe do about 50 to 60 kilometres on a battery. But if you then do a longer trip and the battery runs low, then the petrol engine comes in. It can also come in if you need really strong acceleration. Now, the value of that is that we say in Australia, oh, we all travel long distances. Well, the reality is we don't all do that at all.
Yeah.
The average car travels 270 kilometres a week. And in many ways, that's more than adequately covered by an electric engine and battery. But the point of this is that you might say, well, it's only 50K. But again, a lot of trips are made, certainly in urban areas, by short trips.
And
50% of trips in Sydney are under 5K,
right?
So, for example.
Probably a bit longer here in the Hunter Valley. And obviously the full electric doesn't really need too much description. We kind of know what that is.
No. But do you say in the Hunter Valley, isn't a plug-in then perhaps absolutely ideal for you? As we know, we've seen indications of how local pollution is not great. Please don't reverse your car up against a fence that will allow the fumes get to go through into a school playground. Or if you park in a shopping centre, there's marks on the wall where the exhaust pipe has left a mark.
Yeah.
But then you have a vehicle, and the plug-in hybrid allows you to travel long distances. And if you run out of fuel, then you just do the normal thing and fill it up in the short time at a petrol station. But yes, the full electric then is, as the name suggests, just an electric powered only by the batteries.
David, before I let you go today, what's a rough price line for the Kia Niros?
Yeah, they're still not cheap at this stage. The mild hybrid's about nearly $40,000, and the full electric goes up to $65,000 plus some on-road costs. So it's not cheap yet, and it's the older model in the sense that there will be a new model in about a year's time, but Australia was low on the list because other governments were keener and more progressive on trying to reduce carbon dioxide.
All right, well, we will continue to watch this space, as always, catching up with David Brown every Thursday to talk motoring. David, thank you very much, mate.
My pleasure.